I'm here at Century Wellness Clinic, soon to be Forsyth Cancer Care Center, with Leah. And where are you from, Leah?
Atlanta, Georgia.
How did you first learn about Dr. Forsyth and Century Wellness Clinic?
We were referred by two different friends. One been like family to us for years. He told us as soon as I found out I had cancer, you got to get to Reno. You got to see this doctor. And we were still in the research process. I went to see local oncologists in Atlanta. We went out to MD Anderson. And while at MD Anderson, I got a second call from a close friend, family member, and AJ's aunt had received care here. Uh-huh. And he said, Leah, stop everything where you are in Houston. Fly to Reno right now.
What was the first thing that they did for you when you first got here?
When we received our appointment, we met with Dr. Forsyth and Dr. Iacobone, and they explained their procedure in cancer care. It fell in line with what we had researched, and I'm here with my brother. And when I found out about cancer, I decided I'd let family members do the research for me. They went to digging on YouTube. They listened to Dr. Forsyth discuss his methods here. They read up on the clinic, and it fell in line with what we felt was good for me. Really less invasive, and I have chronic illness, have since I was 8. Less invasive, natural, homeopathic. All of those things fell in line with what we wanted to do so that I could be well whole. This is the last day of my 3-week protocol. It started with genomic testing. We came in mid-March, and they drew my blood and sent it to Athens, Greece, where we could pinpoint exactly what chemotherapies in low dose would kill my cancer. That was important to me because when I left other oncologists, my diagnosis was 3 to 4 months of if I didn't do anything. A year if I was in intense chemotherapy 3 times a month for another year. They could prolong me or promise me another year. And that wasn't a route we were interested in.
So you obviously would be what I refer to as an ambassador for Forsyth Cancer Care Centers in the future.
I am. My family is. My friends are. It's a great place to be.
Do you feel like a patient here?
You don't. Today, just leaving, I got choked up because they make you feel very comfortable. They cater to you as a patient, and you don't get that a lot of times. So the entire team made you feel like you cared. I mean, it's rare that you go into a doctor's office and have 3 doctors waiting to see you at any moment, and you tell them, do you feel like talking to me today? No, I don't feel like talking to you today. Well, I talk to them every day. The information that they gave to me just, I mean, whatever they said for me to do, it worked.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the very, very best, rate the staff here at Century Wellness Clinic.
They get 10 up. The nurses are amazing. My entire family will tell you. I have a special relationship with nurses. The nurses here know what they're doing, that they are killing cancer cells. They understand that they're saving lives. And they pay attention to that. They pay attention to you as a patient. I can't tell you how many times I've been checked on, are you okay? Let me suggest something else. Let me suggest something for you, not only you, let me suggest something for your family members to remember. You know, just take this little tidbit of information. It really shows that they're dedicated to the patient.
How about the doctors?
There isn't one here that did not answer every question I have.
One last question. If you had a family member, friend, or an associate who you learned was diagnosed with any form of cancer, is this where you would send them?
They'd have to come.
Period.
Period.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. It's no question. I've watched cancer patients. I've seen them, and